Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter, Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. You can get to us anytime, stevejones@wkok.com. That's our email address, and you can also subscribe to our podcast. We are on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play, and when you hit subscribe, we'll drop the shows right to your smartphone and tablet, and you can always go back in time 3 months worth of shows archived at stevejonesshow.com. So we'll be with you live till 5, and then we'll have the late day news roundup at 5:06. Zach Klein will be at the anchor desk later, and then we'll get to Phillies baseball tonight. What a great performance last night by Aaron Nola down in Atlanta. So now it's up to Nick Pivetta tonight. He's looking to regain his status. Bryce Wilson is looking to get a chance to secure a spot in the Braves rotation. So those are your starting pitchers tonight. Bryce Wilson has an 8.31 ERA for the Braves. Nick is 4-2. Pivetta with a 5.63 ERA. But yeah, what a stellar performance last night by Aaron Nola. And we will have Phillies baseball tonight at 6:45 for On Deck. And the first pitch will be at 7:20. Same for tomorrow night for the 4th of July. But Pivetta has gone through a bad spell. His ERA is inflated a little bit because he had two below-average efforts against the Braves already this season. He has allowed 8 runs over 11 and a third innings, with an ERA at 6.37. His last start was back on June 14th against the Braves. He gave up 4 runs in just less than 7 innings. Now, prior to that bad spell, Pivetta had shown signs of returning to form in his two previous starts, including one of them out in the West Coast trip out in Los Angeles. He allowed 1 run over 15 innings in those two starts. It's all about keeping his emotions in check, according to Phillies manager Gabe Kapler. Now, on the other side, you got Bryce Wilson. He is making his second start against Philadelphia this season. Back on March 30th, he had a no decision in an 8-6 Braves loss. Wilson was recalled from a AAA Gwinnett on June 27th and started that day against the Cubs, giving up 6 runs, 4 earned. But he's going to have to deal with the red-hot Scott Kingery tonight. He is hitting .500 against the Braves this season, 8-for-16, 17 extra base hits in June alone to become the first Philadelphia player with that many in a month since Dominic Brown back in May of 2013. Braves were red-hot in June, 20-8. They hit a franchise record 56 home runs in the month of June. That broke the record of 55 set in May of 2003. So we'll have that for you tonight here on WKOK 6:45. Hey, for good On win. Deck.
A good win.
Very impressive win for Aaron Nola. 117 pitches. That's the most he has pitched ever in a game. Went 8 solid, and then Hector Neris closed the door in that 2-0 shutout. That was actually the first time the Braves were shut out at home this season.
Well, you go to a series where it's probably pretty important to win 2 out of 3, minimum, and your ace goes out and pitches like an ace. That's pretty big time to me, I think.
Yeah, he has only given up one earned run in his last 29 innings pitched.
Wow.
Back to the dominance of last year.
Well, they need it. Good win last night. Now, let's see. This is... they play today, and then they play tomorrow, right?
That's right. Both will be the same time, 7:20, both of those air times. Then they'll head for the Mets for the weekend. They'll be in New York before the All-Star break.
Oh, good. Three wins right before the All-Star break, right? The Mets, to their credit, okay? Remind me of the train scene in The Fugitive. You can't keep your eyes off of it. So, you just can't keep your eyes off it.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard a story. Actually, I heard it this morning. The Mets recently had an old timers day, and they announced two players. I think they gave salute to the 69 team. Mm-hmm. I believe they were on the 69 team. And they announced two players. They thought the two players, why the PR department didn't do their due diligence, no clue. But they listed two players. Oh, they could not be in attendance because they have passed away. Turns out they were still alive.
And standing there.
But how
that's
they could,
not good.
But how they could not have gotten a hold of them and said, no, we can't make it to the event. But I guess they said, oh, I guess the reason why they're not here is because they passed away. And they got info on the big screen about, no, we're still alive. We're just not actually there at Citi Field with you.
excuse me.
Yikes.
over here. Wow.
Just when you thought the Mets season couldn't get any more interesting.
No. You got to give the Mets credit. Like I said, I love the movie The Fugitive. I do.
Harrison Ford was awesome. Same with Tommy Lee Jones.
Well,
and
Joe Pantoliano.
And the lovely Cecil Ward, also outstanding.
Excuse me, yes. But Joe Pantoliano was in the movie.
That's right.
And you know that Joey Pant's daughter went to Penn State. So he made several trips in here. So over time, I got a chance to talk to him a few times. And we talked about various things. There was a project he was working on with Marcia Gay Harden at one point. I remember I did like a 15-minute interview with him about that. But then you chit-chat a lot, you know. And
when did she go to school at Penn State? Was it right around The Fugitive or after that?
No. I want to say like 08, 09, 10,
oh, okay.
Right around there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the topic of The Fugitive came up. And the movie wraps up in Chicago. And Tommy Lee Jones and Joe Pantoliano are going to the airport. And basically it's like, hey, what do you think? And I guess Tommy Lee Jones says, you know, like, no, it's oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun, he said, but that's not going to make any money. Okay. May have misjudged that one. The Mets remind me of the train scene where Harrison Ford's jumping out of the bus when the train's coming and then goes underneath and the train is derailing all up above him. That's the Mets. This is not what Chris Elia wanted to hear.
No.
Okay, now, in Mifflinburg, is there a restaurant called the Rusty Rail?
That is correct. It's a brewery. It's been there for a couple of years. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Brings in a lot of people from out of the area.
Yeah, it's going to be bringing me tonight.
Oh, wow.
Because my son-in-law's birthday is today, and they want to go celebrate there. I said, okay. I was just told about it before I walked down here 5 minutes ago.
There you go. Hey, no golf tonight. We're going out to dinner. We're going to head down 45.
God.
It's right on 45, so you're fine. It's right on the main drag. You're good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I shot 83 last night. I shot 44 in the front, and I shot 39 in the back. I was anxious to go back out.
You got to strike it while it's hot. I hit not one, but two downpours going home last night. So I was thinking, said you're heading out, I was figuring, I wonder if you had some rain. So.
Nothing. Zero.
Wow. Good for you.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's I kind of went along the front nine. I'm like, all right, I'm trying to think what the heck did I parred one hole in the front. That was it. What the heck did I par? I parred. I parred 8. I'm like, okay, great. I parred 8. Everything else I'm bogeying. I'm like, going, yeah, fabulous. Man, we're really cooking here. Then I got to the back nine. I parred 10, 11, 12. I bogeyed 13. I parred 15, I parred 17, and I parred 18. So I was like, hey, okay. Okay, we'll go home now. I think I'll play another round. Let's keep going here. Oh, boy. Those golf balls the suit gave me with his picture on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Paid off finally.
You'd be amazed how straight you hit those because you smack it right on the chops. Remember they had golf balls that had Joe's picture on them years ago?
That was quite a while back. Yeah.
Okay, that was the old Bud Tallman joke to me. He says, yeah, I got these Joe Paterno golf balls. He says, you smack it right on the chops. So I just stole your joke. Yeah. But Tallman was the one that delivered the news to me that I had the football job. He was the one. Indeed. He and Patty have been living down in Fredericksburg, Maryland in recent years. We're going to have Ryan Snyder on the show today. We're going to talk Penn State football recruiting. That's going to happen at 4:06. There has been a flurry of Penn State football recruiting news. Just in the past 48 hours to go with news last week. And we'll talk with Ryan about that at 4:06. Jonathan Bombulli, talking about a flurry of activity. There's been a lot in the NHL, and the Penguins have made a lot of news. So we'll talk to him in the next half hour. And we do have a show on Friday, for those who may be wondering. We do have a show on Friday. I'm going to guess you know who's taking a 4-day weekend.
Oh, not a 5-day weekend. Wow.
Is he working today?
Yes.
Oh, then it's a 4-day weekend.
I think Suderoni's here on Friday, I think.
Doing what?
Getting it done.
Define him getting it done. That's not funny. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, great to have you with us on the show today. And we will talk to Jonathan Bambouli in the next half hour, and then Ryan Snyder in the 4:06 half hour. So I'm looking here at the Rusty Rail Brew Pub. Huh? Wow. Interesting. In Mifflinburg. Ooh, events. Let's see, what special events are going on there? Personal appearance by Steve. Yeah, no. No. No, I don't think so.
Little did they know.
They do now.
Right.
I just got told about this. So I'm like, sure, I'll go. I know where it is. Right? I've driven this before. If last I checked, go down 45, make a left on 8th Street, right? That sounds right, doesn't it? We can get there.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. You know, how many times have I driven that in the past 6 weeks?
There you go. You went past it, and little did you know that was it.
Well, because I had to keep going. I had to go to Susquehanna Valley Country Club. I had to, you know. And then I'm coming back on the 21st of August.
Our fall sports party. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in the third ward in somebody's backyard.
Oh, wow.
No.
I heard it was going to be a new location this year. But...
No. I'll have to cut the grass.
Fire code.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. First time that happens. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. Okay, so... So we got coming up on the show. The NFL has already started contract negotiations for a collective bargaining agreement. Look, for them, this makes sense. You want to be able to, if you can somehow get this done and get this negotiated, okay? If you can get that done and get it negotiated, then you can go to the TV part of it and negotiate that with the comfort level that when you're talking to the TV partners, the TV partners know there is no job stoppage. There will be no loss of inventory. And thus, it will give the NFL a more powerful position to negotiate TV deals by having a CBA in place. Right now, the players get 47%. They would like to, the owners may propose giving the players 50% and the owners taking 47%. You're saying, well, what about the other 3%? Well, the other 3% would then go to stadium credits to either improve or build new stadiums. So that's what they're looking at. Now, guess who would love to see a stadium credit? Stan Kroenke. He's worth $7 billion. His wife, Ann Walton, from the Walmart group, She's worth $7 billion.
And his new joint's not even open yet.
What the heck does he need a stadium credit for? He's still got $5 billion left when he's done.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Ryan Snyder on Penn State football recruiting coming up at 4:06. On Friday, Joey Gallino, Yahoo Sports soccer writer, previews the FIFA Women's World Cup final, which will be Sunday morning. And the King will join us as well on Friday. Been a lot of NBA news, but there's also been a lot of NHL news. And with that, with the 4th of July coming up, we're going to talk a little hockey for a moment with Jonathan Babuli from the Pittsburgh Tribune. Jonathan, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I haven't played the Penn State golf courses in a long time. I'm going to have to fix that one.
You're going to have to. Why don't you just come out with us? All right? We'll have a great time. All right, so let's start with the base question and the easy question. Well, it's not easy, but at least it's a simple question. You make all these moves after getting knocked out right away in the playoffs. On paper, do you feel the Penguins on paper in July are better than they were on paper in April?
That's the big question, and that's a really hard question because, the name of the game is scoring goals. And by that standard, the answer to the question is no, they're not better, they're worse. Phil Kessel, for as much as he has, personality quirks and what have you, he's a point per game scorer over the last 2 years. There's only 15 players in the whole league that did that. So, to just casually trade him and say, this team's going to be just as good or better, it's not that simple. But what they're banking on is that you trade Phil Kessel, sure, and you trade Olli Määttä, but you get younger, faster, more abrasive, harder to play against. And in return, that brings your goals against down a little bit, and it just makes you a more difficult opponent for teams. So that's what they're banking on. I'm really not sure. To get back to your original question, I'm not sure if they're better or worse, but I could make a strong case either way, to tell you the truth.
Actually, that's a fair answer because you are changing the style of the team, and in changing the style, because you mentioned you want to be younger and faster, that doesn't mean all the pegs fit into the holes of what you currently have to fit that style either.
Well, that's a big part of why you trade Phil Kessel. Is because the pegs had for him and Evgeny Malkin, they had stopped fitting together.
That's right.
Like, and I just worked up the numbers on it yesterday, and it was during their championship seasons, 16 and 17, when Kessel and Malkin played together, the Penguins, when they were on the ice together, just even strength, leaving power play out of the equation, Penguins outscored their opponents something like 64 to 45. It was like a plus 20 type situation. The last 2 years, when those two were on the ice together, Penguins were, it was like a minus 7 situation. They were outscored 79 to 72.
Right.
So those two had magic together, and then they didn't. And so, a big part of this makeover in the offseason is kind of finding a different chemistry for that second line to try to get Evgeny Malkin going again, because he, wasn't particularly good last year. Wasn't terrible, but wasn't particularly good.
Right. Now, the free agent signing is Brandon Tanev. 6-year deal with the Penguins, going to average about $3.5 million a year. The masses are not excited about it. How do you look at it?
I look at it as the player and the contract are two completely separate issues, The contract is long and expensive for a guy who's going to be on your third or fourth line.
Right, exactly.
That's what happens on July 1st. Like, that's why these players want to go to free agency, unrestricted free agency, so badly, because they know that once you get a couple teams teams, I could make a case that more mistakes are made on July 1st than any other day of the hockey year. And if you're smart, you should just take your phone off the hook and sit it out. And but teams don't do that. They go nuts and they, you know, all it takes is two bidding on you, and then all of a sudden you're richer than you ever expected. But as a player, here's why a guy like Brandon Tanev gets that kind of a contract. He's the kind of guy who he hits, he plays defense, he blocks shots, kills penalties. He's fast. He's a dynamic defensive type of player. Not so much offensively, but here's the thing. Most of the guys who fit the description that I just described, most of them are a drain on your offense.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're actively bad in the offensive zone. He's not. He scored 14 goals last year. All of his you know, advanced stats and his possession-based numbers, they're perfectly acceptable, perfectly good. So if you get a guy that does all those sort of intangible kind of things in terms of being abrasive and hitting and running around and causing trouble on the forecheck, coupled with not being a problem, not being a drain anywhere else, well, that's how you get 6 years and $3.5 million a year.
Right. Now, money aside, your stars have to be your stars, and Crosby's coming off another terrific season.
Yep.
But in order to win, you really do. When the Penguins have won, their third line and their fourth line have been huge contributors. So did this do something to their depth to make those bottom two lines better?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea in the sense that, well, first of all, I should say that by the time they finish signing all their restricted free agents, they're going to be over the cap, so somebody's going to have to go.
Right.
So in just a cap casualty kind of trade, you know, player for a draft pick kind of thing, if nothing else. So that would, you know, theoretically one of these, you know, good bottom six players that we're talking about. Right. But leaving that aside, yeah, they got a bunch of guys who are younger and faster to play those roles. You know, Rutherford has traded for eight NHL-level, it's either seven or eight, NHL-level players in the last calendar year.
Yes.
Their average age is 24. None is older than 27. So that's a pretty big demographic shift if you think about it. Mm-hmm. So those stars that you mentioned, they're getting older. I mean, they're all in their 30s now. But they're trying to surround them with younger guys, you know, and those include your bottom six, your third line, your fourth line kind of guys. And if those guys are young and fast, then, you know, you can sort of make up for the fact that, you know, Crosby will be turning, 32 in a couple of weeks. Sidney Crosby will be turning 32 in a couple of weeks.
I know. That's amazing to think about that. He'll be 32. Now, yeah. Over time, when you do certain – look, Jim Rutherford's job is to win each and every year. In other words, in that particular moment. In the drive to do that, and they have won – in the drive to do that, what has that then done to the Penguins' farm system?
Well, it's gutted it pretty good. And this year they kept their first, and they traded up for a third-round pick, and they got a couple of good young power forwards from Quebec. So they're trying to address that a little bit. But you know what's interesting? When you're in a win-now mode and you trade away all your draft picks, I'm writing about this for this weekend, you have to find other ways to procure prospects, you know?
Right.
And they've hit the college free agent market hard this year. They're going to have, I think, something like six kids in Wilkes-Barre next year who will be rookies who were undrafted college free agents. Chase Berger is one of them.
Right. From Penn State.
And yeah. I had a chance to talk to him for the first time at development camp last week. What a great guy. Like,
yes.
You know, I told the folks in Wilkes-Barre in the front office, I was like, you guys need to put this Chase Berger on a billboard because he's the kind of kid who's going to sell tickets. Penn State's captain, Wilkes-Barre's Penn State country. I was like, man, that guy's he's a marketing opportunity waiting to happen. He's a good interview. And I just, you know, casually mentioned that I was a Penn State alumnus, and he got all excited, and that's always a fun little interview. But anyway, I'm getting off track. They've really made, like, Wilkes-Barre is going to be like a college all-star team next year. They got kids from, you know, Penn State and BC and BU and Michigan Tech and Michigan State, or Minnesota State. And they're trying to take that route, which can work. I mean, Connor Sherry was an undrafted college free agent. Jack Aston-Reese is one of those.
Yep.
100 years ago, Ben Lovejoy was one of those. So guys make the NHL that way.
100 years ago. What did you think of the Alimata trade to the Blackhawks?
Well, I mean, they had to get rid of a defenseman for cap reasons,
right.
And just because they had nine defensemen who were NHL caliber, it's too many. And Mata was the one that you could get something for. So, you know, him being 24 years old and a two-time Stanley Cup champion, I mean, so you ended up getting a draft pick and a young forward, Dominic Cahoon, who's going to help out all over your lineup. He's the kind of guy that you could play him with Crosby, you could play him on the fourth line, you could play him center or wing. He's young and fast, like we said, with the other guys. So I think I've always liked Ole Mata a little more than most. I think that his minuses, which is his foot speed, I think they get magnified because the kind of play where a defenseman gets toasted, gets beat wide by a forward,
yeah,
those are the kind of plays that stick out in your memory. It's like a cornerback getting toasted by a wide receiver. Like, you remember those plays,
sure,
but you don't remember all the good plays that he makes.
Right.
So I think Mata kind of got a bad rap. But I do understand, hey, you got 9D, somebody's got to go. You have to trade the guy that's going to have a market, and Ole Mata did have a market.
Right, he did have a market indeed. Do you see now, is this the Penguins roster? Now, you said there has to be another move, a cap move here at some point. But for the most part, mm-hmm, is this the roster you expect now to see when camp rolls around?
Yeah, I think for the most part. Like I said, there'll be one more change. It could be something as simple as you trade a productive player for a draft pick to save cap space. It could be a little more involved in that. You know, you could trade 2-for-1 to save cap space. Because to me, the weakness, now that they've made all these changes with speed and depth, youth, to me, the weakness is still like the D doesn't really do it for me, to tell
right
you the truth. Like, in the modern game, the transition game is so important. D who can skate and move the puck, and I think there's still light in that area. Jack Johnson, Eric Branson, these are guys that are, maybe would have been more effective a generation ago. So to me, if they could find a way to get some more speed into that D core, that would make a huge difference. From having talked to Jim Rutherford, I'm not sure that's even a priority for them right now. I mean,
right,
they're kind of satisfied with their D. And if that's the case, then yeah, the big moves have already been made. But if you ask me, I'd be looking for a D you could skate.
Right, I understand that. In this period of the last week to 10 days, who do you think has won and made their roster better in your mind without question, and whose roster is not what it was back in May?
Yeah, well, I'm sort of focused on the Metropolitan Division, sort of just the way
that's
think
fine
about things.
That's fine.
Yeah, and Jersey and the Rangers took huge steps forward.
Yeah,
huge. Rangers get Artemi Panarin and Jacob Trouba, and they draft the Finnish kid Kaapo Kakko. Jersey drafts Jack Hughes first overall, is a total stud. They get
right
P.K. Subban, sign Wayne Simmonds. Those teams are going to be a ton better, and Columbus just got crushed. I mean, the free agency killed them. They lost, number one goalie, number one scorer, Matt Duchene, Ryan Dezingle, like the four of their best players. And it's interesting to me that if Jersey's getting better and the Rangers are getting better, they are. And you look at it's not a zero-sum game. It's not like every time the Devils gain 2 points, somebody else has to lose them because it could come from other divisions.
Sure.
But it usually works out that way, right?
Mm.
So if those two teams are getting markedly better, where are the points going to come from? Who's going to drop down the standings? Is it the Penguins? Could be. It's definitely Columbus. Could Washington be getting older? Could the great year that the Islanders had last year, maybe some of that was mirage led by goaltending, and they lost Robin Lehner. He went to Chicago in free agency. So that's what I would like. The plus and minus of that, I find, really is going to be like a really big story in the NHL this year. Is if those New York area teams start rising, who falls, in return?
Which you brought up Columbus. I thought Columbus was on the verge of now that they would make the next step forward. I mean, not winning the Stanley Cup, but the next step forward. And it just seems in a week to 10 days, all that got flushed.
Yep, and they knew it was coming because they made the conscious decision last year at the trade deadline to go all in. Like, last year was their year to make a run. And then they came out and they swept Tampa Bay in the first round, the number one seed. You're thinking maybe they did the right thing, and then you lose in the second round. And Columbus is a franchise. That's the first playoff round they ever won.
I know.
So was it worth it if you're going to take a step back? I mean, it's greater heights than your franchise has ever gone to, but you also, put yourself in a position where you're losing great free agents and you traded draft picks, so you don't have any of them to come in, and you're just going to try to keep it together with young guys and, the next generation. I don't think they're going to be a disaster. They do have good prospects there. a pretty good organization. But that bargain of, you know, was it worth it to have that one great playoff round? Right now, I'm sure it feels like it wasn't worth it. Right. But at the time, it probably felt like it was.
See, I think a market, for example, the New York Rangers, where they can buy some time, because they're already, you know, they're going to sell out no matter what. See, yeah. Columbus doesn't have that. You know, they've got, when you've got the direct competition in a town that Ohio State already owns, that's, you know, winning one round is nice, but then falling back and being essentially and also ran for 3 or 4 years in a row, I think sets the whole franchise back.
Yeah. And they, I mean, just speaking from sort of game night atmosphere, Columbus is a good hockey town.
Yes, it is.
That building is loud. Good fans. Some of the buildings that I'm in where I notice how loud it is, Columbus is one of them, Minnesota is one of them, Winnipeg's one of them. Right. So you put Columbus in the same breath with those two hockey towns, that's a compliment, you know?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure is. Jonathan, I hope you have a great 4th. Thanks so much for the time today. Really enjoyed it. Thanks for the info, and get the sticks ready when you get to town, okay?
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks, Steve.
Jonathan Bambouli with the Pittsburgh Tribune. Next half hour, recruiting. The football recruiting trail's been hot. Ryan Snyder will join us in a few minutes as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
Brewers Outlet. Brewers Outlet. Brewers Outlet. Miller Lite, $12.95. Miller Lite, $12.95. Miller Lite, $12.95. Brewers Outlet. Brewers Outlet. Miller Lite, $12.95. Now that's what I'm talking about. Brewers Outlet has Miller Lite 24-pack cans for just $12.95. Get it? We got it. Pickles, ice, cigars, lottery, and all your beverage and party needs are a one-stop shop at The Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Coming up in the next half hour, Ryan Snyder will join us to talk about the recruiting news, and there's a lot of it. There is a lot of it to talk about, and he will get into it in just a few minutes. And a lot of commitments. And he will talk about that in the next half hour. And I guess what you were telling me on the after show, there's going to be a, the after show is going to be about digital media.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hunker down.
Well, what bothered me is that he told me, he says he has an impressive PowerPoint presentation all set to go. And I said, you do know it's radio, right? do you get as concerned as I do? I mean, really?
You just some things get overlooked. By the way, the Suits broadcast partner, the Chief Dave Ritchie. I think a chance to. I forgot to mention this yesterday. That it was holding court at Pine Otter Days on Monday night with the Nori Number Ones, with the world famous Number One. Nori Hookie's fish sandwiches. So, you know, get yours tonight, tomorrow, Friday, final 3 days of Pine Otter Days, King Street Park, Northumberland. Great cause, 47th annual, raising money
for
all the service projects in and around Nori and Point Township each year. So
awesome.
Yes.
That is great. Is there a nicer guy than Dave Ritchie?
He's the best.
And I'm glad he was able to tell stories, because it's actually the first time he's been able to talk since the last Pine Otter Days.
I noticed he barely got a word in edgewise in the Sunbury Broadcasting Foursome at the Purdy Tournament.
I wasn't a member of that foursome.
That's right.
I was with Adam Purdy and Steve Engel, and, you know. I mean, I was with that group. There was a lot of great conversation there. And everybody participated.
Unlike...
Well, there's been a lot of recruiting news. Now, just so everyone knows, out of the gate, and I'll always remind everybody of this, I can't discuss specific names. Now, Ryan Snyder can discuss, but I can't sit there. What about this guy? What about that where I specifically talk about that? I can't do that. It is a violation.
Yeah, we had a lot going on, but since we we signed off the show yesterday, even two more have been giving trouble. So yeah, so we'll definitely get a fresh conversation with Ryan.
Actually, it's three more.
Oh wow,
it's up to they're up to 19 commitments now. 19 commitments. And here's how everything goes in flux. After the decommitments, they fell, quote, to 30th. Now they're up to 12th. It's... It is a roller coaster at this time of the year, it feels like.
It sure is. I know a lot of people were bummed out that Julian Fleming decided to go to Ohio State, but hearing that we are going to be getting hopefully a top-flight primo wide receiver out of Texas who posted a little video on social media last night. So, see how he does when he comes to town here in about a year.
Can't get into it.
I know.
Ryan will talk about it next half hour.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.